Hey. Is that to get our answer? That is to it. Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Check. Where is audio settings? Bluetooth. Okay, yeah.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Change that. All right. And I think we'll start in 1 minute. We'll check. Let's see. Okay. All right, so we're going to start in 1 minute, and we're going to... Am I less echoey now?
As in like less than used to be?
Last year. That's bad.
That's sort of the same, I think.
Okay. Hello, Dan. But no marked improvement. I think I might have to get a better Bluetooth that filters out the echoes. Oh well, okay. But we're just gonna try to use the board regularly this time, and then hopefully I will figure out the whole projector problem and find a way to make that work really well one day, but not yet. Okay, let's, should we get started? Then we'll get started. Okay, so we're gonna start from the Gemara on Pei Dalet. And we're actually sort of gonna go back, like, few lines, because in the small little like four line sigya on Pei Dalet Amud Bet, the Gemara had the Gemara pointed out based on our Mishnah, but our Mishnah says that the Chachamim think the get lechatzayin doesn't work, right? You make a get on Manas X, Y, or Z, chutz miploni v'chulei, so Rabbi Elazar's not here. And the Chachamim are also, Kitzad Yasu, Yitleno Hemena, V'yasu V'yitnenu La, V'yomer La, Harei Muteres L'chol Adam. Tatsu B'tocho, Apsu Shechazer Omach, Go Pasu. Right? So, in that second to last line, the Chachamim who said that the get doesn't work, so you have to take it back, and then give it to her again. Now, normally that literally wouldn't bother us so much, except, we have the Gemara later, earlier in, there. And we had the Gemara earlier in Ge'in, and Daf Ayin Chet, where we had a machlokas between Rav Shmuel ben Elazar and Rabbi. Right? Tanya Nami Hachi, Amar La Kinti Shtar Chov Zeh. He gives her the get, and he says, oh, here's a Shtar Chov. Right? It says I owe you $20. Then she takes it. Oshu she lapto me'achorav, or he basically, like, I don't know, very hard to describe. I would say he's sort of, hip checks her with the get. I guess they're playing hockey. Karato varehu gita, and then she opens it up, and instead of saying I owe you $20, it says haha rea mugresha. Ain't a get, not a get. Ad shayomar la hagitech. Okay, until he says this is your get. Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says la olam ain't a get. Ad sheiklano himena biyaktavit. Nenu la biyomar la hagitech. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says no. You need two things, right? He needs to take it back. And he can give it to her and say hagiteich while he's giving it to her. Okay? The first thing that hits us in terms of gerushin, right? Until now we've been talking about the content of gerushin and, you know, what end result you need to create. Right? But what we're having here is the question of the actual nesina. Right? We know that gerushin, in order to be gerushin, Krisus being on Valeka in some cases, right? You need it to be absolute. But the question is, how do you necessarily go about doing that, right? I keep joking about the tossing the guy's Xbox out the window, right? But in a certain sense, right, how much do we need Gerushin to be final? But maybe you can do it really nicely, right? Maybe he can first give her the get, then slowly break it to her, right? And you could maybe theoretically separate all these different components. There's giving her the get, and then there's informing her that this is her get, and that they are now migurashas. Right? Maybe you don't need to just do it all in one go and toss the guy's stuff out the window. Maybe, right, you could theoretically, you sit down, you say, it's not you, it's me, right? And then 5 minutes later, then there's the, oh, by the way, we're through. Okay, that's so there's machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and potentially right that kufa boils down to, are these different components separable? Is the nesina saget and the amira of harei megureshes or hagiteh, are those dependent one on the other? One. Number two is potentially right. Rabbi holds that there are two independent stages. Right, there's nesina and there's amira. But number two is we can also, and then Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, no, they need to go together. That's one way to look at it. The other way is that who says that Amira is all that important? Or that Nesina is all that important? Right? And we have a question, can you split up the, this is really not the main point we're going to speak about, but is if we have Rabbi saying, right, you could have Nesina, and separately, you could have the amira of Hagiteh, right? And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who says, got to do it b'yachad, right? You need Sina and amira. So this machlokas could break down in really two different ways. Right, on the one hand, you could say, can you guys see, by the way? Right? Okay, good. That's not so bad. Maybe we can do something about the glare. We're going to work on that. We're going to work on figuring out the exact board situation to make it the best. But, right, so this machlokas could either be, right, you can break it down and say, oh, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Nesina and Amir need to happen together, right? They're not separable components, right? We need them. They're two parts of the same action, right? It's nesina taget, or the act of actually giving over the get requires saying that it's a get, right? You need to say, I'm being megarish you, and it actually, you need to give it to her, obviously, right? The two going hand in hand, or they're part of the same thing. Either they're dependent, or, right, or they're the same, right? Same, the two parts of the same coin, two sides of, of Nesina. That's one option. And then Rebbe can say, oh no, really they're two totally different, right? They're two different things, right? And each one can be done independently. Or he could theoretically argue that, who said we need Amira, right? Now, you're right, Rebbe is Moda, that you need Amira, but who says that Amira is necessarily a critical part of the act of Gerushin? Right? Or the opposite, maybe the Nesina is not that important. Right? If I say that you can separate them, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're two equal but independent entities. Maybe one of them is important and one of them is only hechitimsi, or this is the important one, maybe this is, right? Right? One's important. One's secondary, or maybe it's, right, it's superfluous. Okay? So we're gonna get back to that on Wednesday this year. But that's just one thing that already we see in our Gemara, is that the Gemara references that machlokas. And what happens then is the Gemara says, right, but our Mishnah is clear that what? Like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, right? You need to take it back and do it again, right? So if our Mishnah falls clearly under, right, our Mishnah says, you need both together, you need to give it back, right? This is the Mishnah on Bet Almud Aleph, actually. Sorry, awkward. Okay? Can you see that? Yes, it's in there, theoretically. Okay? So in the Mishnah on Pei Bet, we clearly say that you have to return it, right? Ketad yasa yisman omen av yachta v'yit nenula v'yomer hagiteich domantana amar chizgiya ribshon v'lazahi, right? V'tani ribshon man olazah omer achi yisman omen av yachta v'yit nenula v'yomer hagiteich. So one option is to say, our Mishnah is Rav Shimon ben Elazar. You're right, in a Hanami. It's specific to him. But that's fine. Rav Yochanan Amar, afilu tema Rebbe. Dilchon Amar, shayni hacha, ho'il b'kan aso li pasavlo li kuhuna. Right, here's different, right? And even Rebbe would agree that if you give a get, chos mi ploni, right? Chutzin ploni, you have to take it back. Right? Take back and redo the point. Okay? And if you're playing Roger Federer, you'll probably get booed. But that's okay. Sometimes you get to get booed. Right? And even Rebbe here in this case would say, we take back the point, we redo it, and everything's fine. Why? He says, a few of him, Rebbe Dilchon, Amar Shaini Hacha, Hol Vikan Aso Vipaso Mina Kuhuna. Okay, what's different here? I really should erase everything, and I will in a minute. But the reason why is, Kan Aso Vipaso Mina Kuhuna. Oopsies, okay. Okay, now if I tell you, that you have to take it back and re-give it because kanaso li pasal min kuhuna, what of the two options, what two options present themselves right away? Right? You have to take back the get and give it all over again. You have to restart the process. Something sunk your boat, unlike back on Ayin Chet. Alright, and the Gemara says why? Because kan aso li pasal min kuhuna. Okay? So you have two concepts here, right? Two technical halachic points that are being mentioned. Either of the two of them could be most relevant. What's your first option? Or second option. You can go straight to the second option if you want.
The two elements are you referring to the Netina and the Amira?
So Netina and Amira are good, but I would say I would not say that because Rebbe is the one who says that you could split them, right? But here that's his machlokas Rav Shimon ben Elazar. But here he's saying that you can't split them.
I'm asking what you mean by two elements.
Oh, I'm saying here the Gemara says the reason why you need both of them, right? You need to redo it. And take it back and re-give it is because kan aso li pasal min kuhuna. Now, when I tell you that the reason is kan aso li pasal min kuhuna, I can take that statement, that reason, to be one of two things, or to be many things. But there are two main, foci that you can latch onto. Right? This phrase, more just going linguistically already, well, it's also conceptually. This phrase contains two different. Right, important concept. You could latch onto either of them to say this is the locus of our problem. Can you really see that? Should I really? You know, make it on the chart on the computer.
Are you talking about like whether you focus on the fact that it's been acquired, or you focus on the fact that it's been acquired to the effect of leave solmina kuna? Like those two
exactly. Exactly. Say what are the two? Very vaguely, you can be very vague on that.
Yeah, like if it's been Kona already, maybe you have to get it back to you in order to do something with it.
Right. The fact that she was already Kona could be a problem, right? We don't have to get into exactly why it's a problem yet, but it makes sense, right? The Gemara says, because she was already Kona, so in order for him to be Megaru, she would say he'd need to get it back, right? Okay, and the other option is it was already effect, it already did something, right? It was already post Lamana Kuhuna. And the fact that it already did something, right, could be an issue, right? So when I say kanaso li pasal min kuhuna, the problem could be either she was already kona, or that it was already post lamina kahuna. Right? Either it's already been, you know, it's partially used, it's lost some of its kick, or it's not his anymore. Okay? Fine. So that's our, that's already the starter. So just to put it down in terms of a chart, I'm gonna. Hold on 1 second. Let's make it clearer. So we're a little clear on these things. Share. All right, we have Hanaso. We have Yipasel Min Ha Kehuna. And this is our topic, but we can split that over there. Or we can say the problem is connected to the fact that there's a Kenyan. Or we could say that, oh, postal or minakahuna, and there's, let's say, what's called reach haget. Right? That a get, even if it was not megarish, or megarish can create an issue. Okay? And on the other hand, right, the fact that she's already kohenet could be problematic. Okay, now why? Let's go back to our Makoros. All right, looking at our Makoros, what do we see? Okay, so look at Rashi. Yeah, sharing. Okay. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shiny Hacha. Anyone want to take a stab at Rashi? Ami, you want to take a stab at Rashi? This is from Shani Hafa, this part, the more critical one.
Shani Hafa, Mishum Hachi, Tzarich Lazor, Valid Lo, Nig Kanao, Renato, Benitina, Kamaita, Alit Salbo, Likuna, Hilkach, Ilav, Dehadar Shakilav, Mina, Avlo, Mehanya, Mira, Shari Kvar Zachtabo, Amanat Tanai Rishon, about who Dehazorek Lo Zachtalo, Likum.
Very good, right? What's Rashi saying?
When she already has the, sorry, is it for when you had the Tanai Rishon, then afterward, then you have to do it again. Is already like Pasul Fakuna?
Right, but it's a very technical, meaning it's a very, like, formal, you know, in terms of, like, the mechanics of it. What's the problem, according to Rashi? First of all, in terms of our two foci, where does Rashi put it, the emphasis?
Kohenet. Right?
Right.
She has it.
Yeah, right? She already owns it. Right? She was already Kohenet. And what's the problem with the fact that she was Kohenet?
I mean, apparently you can't give it, you can't do it anything else if she's Kohenet. I don't really know why.
Well, it says there's no Amira if she's already been Kohenet.
Right, but why? Meaning, at the end of the day, right, it's already hers. You can't be Megayrish someone with someone else's get. In this case, you can't be Megayrish her with her own get. It's hers, right?
Right.
It's hers, Rashi says. Rashi says, okay, that's very nice that you have, you know, you want to be Megayish her, but you already divorced her, and or not, you didn't already divorce her, but it's already hers, right? Not yours.
I mean, isn't it possible that it's stuck in partial effectiveness and not that she's necessarily divorced?
She's not divorced, but the way Rashi formulates it, one second, I'll stop the share here, right? What Rashi said was, Shiny hacha de kanat lekuhuna, right? Mishum hachi tzarech lachzor vilitlo de kan aso benesina kamaisa vipasala lekuhuna hilkach ilav dehadar shaki lamina lo mahani amira shahi kvar zachteba, right? She already was kone, it's already hers, the first time he gave it to her. Therefore, if he doesn't take it back, his amira is irrelevant because it's already hers. Right? Avahu dahazorek lo zachtabo liklum. But in the case in Ein Chet, right, she wasn't koneh at all. He keeps emphasizing the word, the zachta, the kinyan. If it's already hers, then your amira is irrelevant. If it's not hers, then we have what to talk about. But if it's already her get, she was koneh, the paper's hers, right? The whole thing is hers. I mean, you're right that it's kind of useless, right? What are you going to do with an ineffective get? But fundamentally, it's her piece of, you know, even if the paper's hers already and the object is hers, he can't be Magyarish with it. So Rashi's meaning, for Rashi, it's like a very, it's a very localized issue in a certain sense, right? There isn't necessarily so much of a deep, you know, fundamental issue going on. It's very practical. It's already hers. Whatever you think you could do with Amira and Nesina, and if you could split them or not split them, right? It's not really connected to Rebbe and Rishon Ben Elazar at all. This is hers. This is a totally different problem. It's a very technical problem. It's a very reasonable technical problem. Right? You can't be Megayish her with her own get. That's not yours anymore. That's Rashi, right? That's one extreme. Look at the Ritva. Let's keep forget the share. Right? Look at the Ritva. Someone wanna do the Ritva for us?
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay, great.
Ketor Yaseh, Yatun Himena, Vyazur, Vyomarla, Mantana Amar, fine. So he basically has to take for it and then, you know, take it and then give it back. Mantana Amar Chizkia, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, he, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, a few Tema Karebi, Vishani Achaho, Viknato, Lipaso Bo. So yeah, he says, right, since she was Konet, it's Paso. Right?
Right. I mean, that kind of is a quote of the Gemara.
The Ava Pisha in the Gresh, the Mikomakom, Gita have a Lipsova. Right, even though she's not Migresh, it's a get that I suppose makes her, is a, I assume it's talking about Psul Kahuna.
Yeah.
The Kayvan Chikain, Hari get Ze Ki Ilu, Nadno Vuhushala. Right, so it's basically hers, Vilkach, Kalatana Tina Rishona, Vitarith Nitina Acheret. So it sounds like the Maisa Natina has already been done and has to be redone. So the emphasis.
Oh, very good. Right. What do you add in there on top of Rashi? Because he's right. Harei geta ki ilu natnu la v'hushala. And therefore, first of all, he doesn't say it's actually hers. Rashi says it's actually hers. Right. He says ki ilu natnu la v'hushala. And therefore, what's the problem? Exactly what you said a moment ago.
Yeah, that he can't do natina after he's already done natina.
Right? You did your Natina. Your Natina was wasted its energy, right? It didn't do anything. If you want to be Megarish, you need to do Natina again. Right? So what's the Ritva saying? And what the Ritva is, what this is going for is, what's the easiest way to, I'm going to use whiteboard. Whiteboard's a little bit easier. It says, one second, you wanna?
Yeah, I think it sort of has to do with his understanding of like the eights of what they say to do to take it from her and give it back. Because I think Rashi would read that as, you know, take it from her, be kona it back from her, and then give it back. And then I suppose he would be saying, no, just literally just physically take it and then physically give it back.
Exactly. Right? According to Rashi, the problem is she's kona. You can't be Megarish her with her own get, right? It's already hers. Too late. You got to be Rekoneh in order to be Megarish. On the other hand, right, the Ritva says the problem isn't that it's hers. The problem is Nesina. And more importantly, Qureshi says it's okay to separate the Amira and the Nesina. But you can only do that if it's actually yours, right? In theory, you could separate Amira and Nesina are separable. In fact, I would say Amira Netina and Gerushin from the Gerushin, right? From Chalos Gerushin. Says the Ritva, wait a second, no, right? In order to be Megaresh, part of Gerushin is the Netina, right? Gerushin has to go together with the Netina. In a certain sense, right, the act of handing her the get is Gufa, the Gerushin, right? Vishilchami Beto, right? Pushing his Xbox out, his television set out the window, is Gufa, the Maisel Shiluchin. The get and the Gerushin, right, need to go together. The handing over the get, symbolically, is actually, right, what creates Gerushin, what severs the relationship between them. If so, you can't separate them. Maybe, says the Ritva, Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon and Elazar are willing to argue about if during the Nesina, right, while the Nesina is still Kayam, is still ongoing, you say Hagiteich, then the Amira can even start in the Nesina. But once your Nesina is done, right, then there's no Gerushin here. Part of the giving over of the get is part of the Gerushin. It's not only a Hekatimti that, oh, you gave her the get and now she's Megoresha. Right? The get needs to come to her from the husband. No. She actually, giving the get is part of Gerushin. Right? And Gerushin has to come together with the Nesina. Right? How much do we see Gerushin as you have a get and you needed to get the get in a certain, you know, based on a certain way, but ultimately the get is what creates Gerushin? Or how much is giving the get what creates Gerushin? So the Ritva, right? Nesina needs to go together with Gerushin, right? And here, your Nesina is done, right? Therefore, you can't be Megarish with this get until you take it back and redo the Nesina, right? For Rashi, there isn't, at least according to Rebbe, there isn't necessarily a problem of Nesina and Amir, of Nesina being separate from the Gerush. According to the Ritva, the Nesina is group a part of the Megarish. The Gerush needs to be coterminous with the Nesina, right? Okay. Tila.
So, according to the Ritva, what would the relationship be between Netina and Amira?
So, according to the Ritva, so the relationship between Netina and Amira, in theory, right, you need them to go together. You definitely need them to go together, even according to Rebbe. Right? Now, but Rebbe says you could separate them. So the Chiddush of Rebbe, according to the Ritva, and we're going to get to this hopefully on Wednesday, is that for Rebbe, you could theoretically have them be separate in terms of like milliseconds, right? You can give it over and then say it. And that's considered to be Amira and Nesina as all part of one long Nesina, right? You hand something over to someone and then you say, oh, Hagiteich, that's all Nesina b'Torah Gerushin. Right? The Ritva actually is very schmack, because if you look at the Ritva's Lashon here, let's look back at the Ritva, right? The Ritva says, in this case, Kolsa Nesina Rishona, right? Because it was effective to be Posa Melena Kohuna, the original Nesina has finished. It's over. Meaning otherwise, we would see the Nesina as continuing. So he doesn't see Nesina as being like a point, a single quantum point where it's just exactly that one tiny, infinitesimal moment of transfer. Right? He sees Nesina as that entire process, time period where he's giving it and speaking to it. But that's what Rebbe is saying. I mean, Rebbe agrees, according to the Ritva, that Amira and Nesina all need to come together. Rebbe just thinks that is a window of time as opposed to a quanta. And Rabbi Elazar says, no, right? The actual physical handing over, the moment, the microsecond of that transfer is the netina. So if you don't say it before, you know, while you're giving it over, it's already too late. And Rabbi says, no, the entire time frame, the entire window of time between him giving it to her and them still standing there is going to be good enough. Right? But for the ritva, Amira and netina need to go together. Right? Okay. As opposed to Rashi, seems to think that according to at the very least, according to Rebbe, you can totally split them. Right? Amir Lachud and saying, what's the problem here? She already owns it. Says the Ritva, it's not that she actually owns it, but since she already has it, we're no longer looking at Nesina, because she has it, not him. Okay? Fine. Let's move on. Okay, now comes the Rashba. The Rashba is very, very puzzled by this. And what's interesting about the Rashba also is the Rashba takes a different, is the first to take the opposite din, right? Because both of those, Ritva and Rashi, while they have very different views on what's going on here, are both looking at the problem in terms of what? Where's the issue? All right, so let's remind us, according to both Rashi and the Ritva, right, the issue is here, right, in Kanasa. Rashi says, not yours. Ritva says, Ritva says, Chaser Nesina, Chisa, shoot. There you go. That came out very poorly. But cool. So that'll suffice for now. Right? According to both of them, we're dealing with Kanasa. Now let's look at the Rashba. The Rashba takes a different track. The Rashba says, keep the Yasuf sentiment, right? So Rashi says, the Kanasa of Benetina, Kachfirish Rashi, the Inu Mechobar, the Imkena, Machma Shanifsalo Bo Likahuna, Hashvina Le de Kanasa, Ki Hadir Shafi Le Mina, Hechi Mitkareshes Bo, why? The Gedze, Kvar Chal Bimiksasa, Vigirish. We pass them in a kuna. Right? It's already been partially effective, and therefore, since it's already been posted on the kuna, kibun shekanaso, ki ho ra koko. It's basically, right, it spent parts of its power, it's weakened itself, right, it's sort of lost its juice. Behe chozehu megarish bo. What's he looking at? How's he viewing this?
You're saying the object of the get itself has like lost some sort of power.
Right? The get itself has lost power. Right? So first of all, in terms of Kanako li paslo mina kahuna, what would I say happened? What's my mark? Yeah. Right? In terms of Kanako li paslo mina kahuna, where would I put it? Or over here on our chart here. Right? In terms of this, where would I put him?
On Lipaso Minakuna.
Right? Lipaso Minakuna. According to the Rashba, the problem is that your get has already been partially effective, and therefore, right, it's partial gerushin, or some sort of chalos, right? Miksas chalos get. And therefore, Rashba says, the real Rashba, right, not Roshan ben Elazar, right, it's out of juice. But if it's out of juice, what's our problem? Now we have a big problem. What's our huge problem if it's out of juice?
Now what's the point of taking it back?
Exactly, right? Wait a second, but the Gemara doesn't say that you're out of juice. So that's okay, right? The Gemara says, you've got to take it back and give it again. But wait a second, it's out of juice. It's broken. Right? It's broken. Okay? So, v'shema nomar, maybe you can say, what his first answer is, mechivan shenatnu la al tnai shetehem uteres l'chaladim chutz mizeh v'chu inom latir, right? Since the get's been ineffective for what he actually gave it for, k'moshu matna al pisha kanaso v'pasbo b'l'kuhuna, ein bo k'nia gmura shehem mora kocho shel get v'kach shelo yatir klal. It's not really gonna mess over the get because you gave it to be megarish chutz miploni and it's not megarish at all. The afilu mashu hu poso ino poso Torah ino poso ino Torah elashol devrayemu. He says, well, maybe it's only the rabban. Maybe the fact that it passes her lekahuna is only a din derabanan. So she's not really, it wasn't really effective in any way, right? Midarbanan is passed for the kuhuna. Midaraisa, the get was totally ineffective. And because it was totally ineffective, it's therefore still got all its juice left. Okay? What's the problem with that? So that, what's he saying there? One second, how do I switch share? Can I switch to the whiteboard? Can you guys see the whiteboard now? No, still on that one? Let's figure out how to switch. Okay. So the problem here is, if it's only derabanan, then what's the problem? Right here, the other option is that it rather gets derabanan, so it's not totally out, it's not really out of juice. Okay, so then you don't have this problem. You don't have the out of juice problem, but what do you have instead?
Why do you have to take it back?
Right? What's the problem then? It's all derabanan. It gets totally fine. Right? So we're all good. Right? Ask the Rashba. I don't have. Wait a second. That was too good of an answer, right? V'ein ha-mukhover v'einai. D'ha midamaisin on tam ala'el. D'rav lazam isha grusha mi'isha. Shmami na d'oraisa kam. First of all, we know that it's d'oraisa. And number two is, if that's, why would it be a problem? You could just give it, right? There's no problem with d'oraisa, right? And we know that this is d'oraisa also. D'ilav lima rabbanan ha'al mid'arabanan u'mishum isha kuhuna. Right? Why don't we say over there also, by the beginning of the parak, it's just psul d'arabanan. Okay, so now he has the polar opposite approach. What have we been assuming now so far? Both for Rashi and the Ritva and the Rashba, we have one very important common denominator. I mean, it's funny because we're showing they're all taking a very radically different approach to one sugya, but in a different way, right? Each one has a common denominator. If I draw the chakira of, do you need Amira and Asina to go together, right? You'd have Rashi on one hand, and like the Rashba and the Ritva on the other, right? If I were to talk about is the problem about the Nesina, the Kinyan, or the Lipatlam and Akuhuna, the Reacha get issue, the fact that it was partially effective, I would put, okay, the Rashba thinks that it's been in Lipatlam and Akuhuna, and Rashi and Rashi and the Ritva think of the din in, right, the Kanasa. Okay? But all of them are assuming what? If I were to say another way to break it up would be to say, what do we care about? Right? Was it given over or not? Was the Nesina, the more we say that there was a Nesina, so far, we've been saying it's bad news, right? If we say that it was given over, that's bad, right? So far. Why? According to Rashi, why is it bad?
Because
she's Konan. Right? It's hers now. According to the Ritva, because Gerushin and Nesina need to go together. According to the Rashba, because it was postal her lacuna and it used up some of its juice. Right? Now, what if I said, no, what do I really want? What do I really want from life? I really want an opportunity to give an amira. What if we just flip the whole thing on its head? Let's say I want her to have the get. If she has the get, what can I do? Maybe if she has the get, I can come around and I can say, do I have the marker? I don't have the marker. I don't know what I'd do with it. Right? If she has the get, maybe I can say, oh, she already has the get. And therefore, I'm already halfway there. Right? Meaning what we were saying until now, and I think this is, you know, the pashtus, is that Rav Shimon Elazar is obvious, right? He makes sense to us. And you have to explain to Rebbe, right, that maybe Rebbe could be mechadis that Nesina and Amira are separate. And here we're good because Tanasul Vipasul Menach Kahuna, so now we have a problem. And that's why Rebbe even would be moded that you're in trouble. So this is the Rebbeinu Chana now. Let's change the gears a little bit. Okay, Rebbeinu Chananel got Zal Doreis. He actually has a different girsa. Shiny Hasam, meaning on Ayin Chet, Hoil the Kanaso the Apostle Menachumuna. On Ayin Chet, she's Konen. Okay? Uperosh, Kivan the Kaimavan may do social beyond with the Ruja and Lobikina Daita Shalisha. Kasher whom a forest big merk Hanizakin. Get to the Kanaso. Lifika Sagile. Sagila Bahagitech. About Hacha, the Amr Lachut, the listen who Gershon Klau through the Rebbe Mode. Okay, this is crazy stuff, but it's really cool because it actually, logically, it makes a lot of sense, right? Until now, we've been saying, you have Nesina needs to come together with Gershon, right? So there's been Chananel, Adarabah, right? In order for me to say that Hogiteh, just saying, oh, this is your get, is good enough, what do I need? You can't just tell a woman, oh, Hagiteh, without giving her the get. Right? I mean, we've been thinking that the more you think that Nesina is important, the more you would say that it needs to go together with the Amira. Right? Or the more it says Rabbi Nochananel, no. The more you think that Nesina is important, the fact that if you gave it and it was Kanaso, the Apostle Menachahuna, so then you could do an Amira. She's Kone, meaning says Rebbeinu Chananel, they're two totally separate things. They're totally separable, right? Rebbe is going to say, oh, if you have a good Nesina, then you could apply the Amira later, right? Those are two separate concepts. What's the problem? How do you get a good Nesina without actually being Megarish, right? Meaning if I say I factor a get. That's not going to work. That's not Nesina. How are you going to get yourself? I send her an email. Not going to work, right? How do you get yourself a chalois Nesina, to put it in Lam Disha terms, without actually being Megarish? Says the Rebbe Chananel, oh, if you're Kanaso, the Apostle Menachuna, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Because now you have Nesina. Now you don't need to provide Amira. Okay, that's component number two. You can do that. Right? Meaning, right, until now we've been dealing with, oh, what about, right, back to the screen sharing. Right, until now we've been dealing with, there's Kenyan. We deal with Kenyan, and we dealt with Nesina, and we dealt with the fact that it was Chal B'Mikta, right, that's the Rashba. Right, all these are a problem in giving over the get. The fact that the get has already been partially given over, either practically according to Rashi, or formally according to the Ritva, or actually in terms of it going into effect according to the Rashba, right? All those are a problem. Says the Rebbeinu Chananel, we care about Amira, right? We want Amira. Amira is good enough. What's our problem? In order to do the Amira, you need her to already have it, right? What we have here is a chisaron of Nesina. Right? She's not yet Kona. And they're totally separate. Tashus is even the Nesina, is the Hechitinsi, is only something that enables us to then have the Amira. Right? The get needs to have gotten to her from him, but really what makes it a get is the fact that he says, Hogite. Right? Normally we assume that the emphasis is on Nesina. Maybe the emphasis is really on the Amira. And we just need him, her, to have it. But how do you get that? So according to the Rino Chananel, this is Rino Chananel, sorry, I brought that in. Rino Chananel says that you dafka want there to be a Nesina, because they're totally separate. Okay? That's just a very radically different way of doing it and putting it into the context of our split between the Kinyan and the Psul Kahuna. In the case of Rabbeinu Chananel, Kanaso, the Apostle Menachuna is Zafka, this is a good thing. Right? We need a Kinyan. To allow Amira. Okay? So what we have is as follows. The Gemara, right, references us to the Gemara in Ayin Chet. In Ayin Chet, we have a machlokas is between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who says, you need the Nesina and the Amira of, this is your get, handing it over to go together, right? That makes perfect sense to us, right? Rebbe says you could separate them, okay? The Ritva says you can't actually separate them, even according to Rebbe, right? The Nesina and the Amira and the actual Gerushin need to come together. What you can do is, Rebbe thinks that the Amira is a window of time, the Nesina is a window of time, and Rabbi Lazar thinks that it's actually that one moment of handing it over. Okay? Therefore, in our case, since the Nesina is finished, it's over, she already has it, right? And there's already significance to the fact that she has it. Nesina's done, game over, right? That's the Ritva. Rashi says, let's avoid Ayin Chet. Ayin Chet here is, don't start getting into Lumbus and Ayin Chet. This doesn't tell us anything about that. She already owns it. If she owns it, there's not much to talk about. Right? She already owns it. End of story. Okay. On the other hand, the Rashi says, don't look at the problem as being connected to the Kanaso. The problem is that it was Kosol Menakuna. It means it already lost its juice. Right? She used it already. Therefore, the get was already Chal. You can't use a get twice, right? Let's say they get remarried after they get divorced. Can he use the same get? Of course not. Same thing. Okay? That is also not really connected to Ayin Chet. There, here what we're saying is you use the get once. And what he is saying, which is an important chiddush for Reah HaGet, which we'll get to in next Sunday, is that Reah HaGet actually is a chalos of the get. The get actually did something. Okay? Also important is that if we, you know, when you look at this Gemara, what do you see the Rajba as? Is the Rajba the, oh, he thinks it's an external thing about the fact that the get was partially chal? That's what, if you would, you know, how you would categorize him if you're looking at Nesina and Amira. But if you're looking at the sugya of Reah HaGet, like partial gerushin, then the Rajba is, oh, the Rajba says there's a din of partial gerushin. The other ones, they say it's a technical point, right? I mean, depending on what sugya you're doing, always color is how you look at a certain shita, right? How much you notice about what they're saying. And finally, Rabbeinu Chananel flips everything on his head. Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, actually, Nesina and Amira are totally separate, but that's good, because then you could have Nesina and then separately have Amira. Otherwise, you don't have Nesina, and then your Amira is irrelevant. So we have to like the fact that it was Kanaso Lipasul Nakuna, and that's Ayin Chet, and our Gemara says, oh, even Rebbe is going to be Modeh if there was no Kinyan that we're in trouble. Yeah, Tehillah.
So, according to the opinion of the Rach, would there be an Afkamina between whether he did just Nesina or just Amira?
Well, he would have to do Amira after Nesina.
So then what's an Afkamina between him and the Ritva?
according to the Ritva, the fact that you did Nisina and then only later do Amira is going to ruin the whole thing. Even Rebbe is going to agree that you're done, you're doomed. Nothing's not working, right? Because there's no Nisina. Nisina and Gerushin need to go together. Nisina and Gerushin don't need to go together at all, right? In fact, we like the fact that there was a Nisina that worked. Separately, now you want to do it the Amira. Okay, those are two components, right? You give her the get. That's another piece of the puzzle. And then you actually need to say, huggy take, right? You are divorced. You give her the get, and then you activate it once it's in her hand. Fine, those are two separate components of the Rinu Hanano, right? According to the Ritva, that's totally, right? There's nothing to talk about. There's no Gerushin here at all, right? Because the Gerushin is not a chalos that's being chal by the get, but rather, right, the act of giving over the get is the Maisa Gerushin. There's the Maisa Shiluchin. How much do we see Gerushin as an effect of the get? The get creates Gerushin, or is the get a tool which the Nesin giving over of creates Gerushin? Right? Are they breaking up, or are they lodging their divorce papers in court? Is a good way to put it, right? How much do we see Gerushin as there are divorce papers? When the clerk in the court looks at them, they're divorced, right? They officially get filed. I think that's how you put Rabbi Hanano. In fact, we can add in here. 1 second. Share that. That's an important, not for me to have a look at it. But according to Rabbi Hanano, versus the Ritva. Yeah. Right? Divorce is fundamentally a breakup, or it shares some aspects of it, right? There's the get. The get is a tool which, by giving it to her, says, we're through, we're done, right? It's fundamentally a breakup. Therefore, it's tied into the, right, the Nisina. On the other hand, Rabbi Hananel is going to say, right, it's divorce papers. In court. And what do we care about? It goes into effect based on whenever the clerk looks at it. It's legal, right? And who does it? First of all, this is legal, right? This is more a reflection of something natural. Who performs Gerushin? In a certain sense, this is only a certain sense, the get performs Gerushin, according to Rabbeinu Hananel. Meaning the vow triggers the get, but ultimately the get is what effects it, right? According to the Ritva, who's doing the Gerushin? Right, the husband is doing the get, is being Megaresh, he's using the get. Understand that? Thanks, Hila, for being a sharp in that. Right? Those are two fundamentally different ways to look at Gerushin. Yeah.
And sorry, just one more point to clarify in that contrast, to what extent does Kinyan play a role in activating divorce?
Right, so everyone agrees that there is Kinyan, right? We all agree that there's a, let's say, Chaloshe Meshesesh, right? There's
at which point?
The question is, in marriage, I'm saying, the question is, which causes what, right? Are you unraveling the Kinyan and that leads to the breakup of their relationship? Or you have a breakup of their relationship and that unravels the Kinyan? Definitely it's that, right? You're undoing the Kinyan, the Itzer component. But the Pashta, according to the Rabbeinu Hananel, by undoing the formal Isser, you also break up, right, the practical natural relationship. According to the Ritva, by breaking up the natural relationship, obviously in a formal way, you then unravel the Isser. So they're both happening. They're both C, right? The Isser is a component of the Gerushin. But what starts, what, right, what's the causative component? Right, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, the more you see it as something legal that's being performed by the get, the more we would see it as something that's a component of the Isser being dissolved, as opposed to the Ritva, who tell us it's more natural, right? Gerushin is a natural process that has, obviously, halachic standing. It needs to be done in the halachically mandated way, right? That's why you have to be megarish beget. But fundamentally, what are you doing? You're being megarish. You're not making, we're giving over a get. And then who does it then is, it's natural. It's fundamentally the husband is being megarish, as opposed to if it's more formal and legal, the get really is what creates the gerush, right? The husband can activate a get. He can bring that about, but fundamentally, what creates the gerushin is the get and the legal process that he triggers. Is that clear to everyone? Okay, so on Wednesday, we are going to continue with the question of Amira and Nesina, and we're going to actually go into that sugya in and of itself as its own sugya. I think the Makoros are... Hey, Koros are up. Yeah, I think Koros are already on the Google Drive. Okay, scratch.